Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're talking about something right now, which I absolutely love and adore, and all my friends know that I love and adore it. So since the days of being plunked in front of Cinderella on Snow White, or Snow White on tape to give Mammy an hour's peace of a Saturday morning, we've grown up with the classic tales. My favourite thing in the world, Disney. Some common themes in most Disney films are good triumphs evil. Everyone gets a happy ending if they deserve it, and you can sing a song about absolutely, well, anything. But when you wipe away all the Technicolor gloss and the jaunty song and dance numbers, and at the core of many of your Disney movies is a much, much darker tale. So Michelle McMahon from Her.ie joins us in studio this morning to talk about that and look at some of the origin stories from our favourite storybook characters. Michelle, how's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning too. I love Disney so much.
Me too.
So much.
Me too. Probably more so now even than I did as a child. I have every single one of the classic movies on DVD, the collection now. I don't even know what it numbers at this stage. I absolutely love them. And they're a go-to movie. You know, like yesterday, a lazy Sunday.
Completely.
Stick on a Toy Story or a Cinderella. Maybe sing along if there's no one else in the house.
That's I always get surprised when so many people I know haven't actually seen loads of Disney movies. I'm like, you haven't seen that?
Yeah,
and
I judge.
It's not a case of you should watch that soon. It's like, okay, we're going home right now, we're sticking it on, okay, and you next 2 hours write them off because that's exactly what we're doing, or in some cases 60 minutes because they're so short. Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. I went to Disneyland like 2 years ago. I went to Disneyland 5 times in a year.
That's amazing.
3 of them were because of work, but still I became obsessed and I absolutely love it. So we're talking about the origin stories today and how they're a lot darker than what we might know.
Much, much darker. A lot of the Disney stories take inspiration from kind of classic fairy tales. So you're talking the Brothers Grimm, who, you know, were aptly named, or Hans Christian Andersen, who never met a character death he didn't like. So, you know, you get the main characters and you get the gist of the story. But for most of those stories, it's a very, very unhappy ending, which, as we all know, is very un-Disney. So a lot of that is kind of glossed over and left out, but they're a lot darker than what
we're
used to.
You wonder why they went to them then, why they said, oh, you know, we can make a nice children's movie out of this. And then they went
I suppose it eliminates the need for somebody to come up with a whole new story, which, you know, there's one thing. And they are classic tales. They have been modified along the way. Even Sleeping Beauty is one example whereby the original is an Italian fairy tale, and even there's a Brothers Grimm version, Little Briar Rose. So theirs was based on an older story again, even though we think of the Brothers Grimm as the origins for most of the stories. So they've really been shaped throughout centuries.
And sometimes I think even when you look at these movies now, when you're a little bit older, you do kind of go, oh, I didn't get all these references or these dark things that were actually in it. Or even, it's not a Disney movie, but what do you call it? Watership Down. Like, oh my God.
Oh, that is so good.
I just was watching it like about 3 weeks ago and I was like, oh my God. How did I not know about all this? I was like so traumatized. It was still a great movie in my eyes, but still. Okay, let's talk about some of those stories. So Cinderella.
Yeah, I mean, it's largely loyal. I mean, there are the stepsisters and they're so cruel and the whole lot. But in the cartoon version, the sisters just try and kind of force their feet into the glass slipper and it's, oh, look, it fits. In the original version, one cuts off her toes to get into the slipper and the other cuts off her heels. So they're completely disfigured. And Cinderella does have animal help, but in the form of just the birds. So it's not the mice as per the cute little cartoon characters. So it's the birds who alert the prince to the fact that there's blood on the shoe, and this makes him aware of the fact of what the sisters have done. He goes on, tries it on Cinderella, you know, and they still have their happily ever after. But in the movie version, the stepsisters just basically have to suck it. Yeah. Oh, she got the happy ever after. Sucks to be you. In the original version, they're invited to the wedding and Cinderella's bird friends come back and peck out their eyes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So that is the punishment for being an evil stepsister in Cinderella. And Cinderella's in it. You know, this isn't a whole, oh, she's so innocent and the birds just kind of acting on their own.
She's like, she was, their eyes,
yeah,
take
she
them.
She was Kill Bill. She was going for revenge at her wedding.
Oh my God. Is it bad that I kind of want to see that movie?
I know, right? Some of these would make amazing horror movies.
Incredible. I am a big horror fan as well, at the same time as a Disney fan. People don't get it, but it works in tandem.
Trust me.
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is so sad. It is just so sad. And again, Hans Christian Andersen. I mean, this is the guy who does The Little Match Girl as well, which, if you've never read it, don't. If you ever see it, stay away from it. It will haunt your dreams. So the mermaid, like, there's, again, a few things in common. The mermaid does see the prince drowning. She does rescue him. He doesn't see her. And she falls in love with him in the process. She visits the sea witch, Ursula in the movie, one of the best baddies in a Disney movie of all time, who takes her tongue in exchange for her legs.
So it's not just her voice, it's
not
her
just
actual
her voice,
tongue.
She takes her tongue. Ah. Yeah, so it gets a bit gruesome straight away. The mermaid can remain human if he falls in love, if the prince falls in love. But if she doesn't, in the movie, if he doesn't fall in love with her, she's going to turn back into a mermaid and she's not going to get her voice back. In the book, she's going to die.
Oh.
So she's in incredible pain from splitting the mermaid tail. And another thing that's left out is that every time she takes a step, so she's allowed to walk now and she's able to walk. Every time she takes a step, it's like walking on broken glass. So this is the sensation she has when she's on land. And she can't speak. She can't obviously communicate with the prince in any way. He is set to marry another woman who he believes rescued him. She can't tell him otherwise. And the wedding goes ahead.
Oh my
so
God.
At that point, she's confronted by the sea witch again and she's given another choice. Either she can kill the prince and let his blood spill over her feet, which will turn her back into a mermaid.
Why
she
though?
Can go back and be a mermaid. Because it's a sea witch and she's just getting her kicks any way she likes. It's probably really dull under the water. She hasn't got a whole pile to do. So yeah, she can kill the prince and let his blood spill over her now legs, which will turn her back into a mermaid. But the little mermaid is far too in love to let this happen. And she throws herself into the sea, where she is turned into sea foam for all eternity. Another thing that's left out of it is that at the time, the Little Mermaid is 15.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's not even old enough to get married.
No, she's not.
See, you when you mentioned Cinderella there, I was like, that'd be a great movie. That'd be really good fun. Nice horror there. Look, really, really good. This sounds like, that's like, the other one is like a nice horror. This is Hostel.
This is
Little
terrible.
Mermaid is the Hostel of
dreams.
The Disney world. Okay, Pinocchio. Do I even want to ask?
Pinocchio is awful. Pinocchio is, like, he is awful. He is a terrible, terrible puppet.
Pinocchio is the only Disney movie I haven't seen.
Oh, and now this is actually very dark already.
Okay.
Even as a cartoon, it is very, very dark. So it's an Italian classic, dates back to 1883. In the book, Pinocchio runs away as soon as he learns to walk. And Geppetto is imprisoned because Pinocchio convinces the police that he's abusing him.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so Geppetto goes off to prison. Geppetto, who's never done anything except care and like love.
Why did he do that?
Because he's an ass. Pinocchio really is. He's terrible. So Pinocchio goes home and a talking cricket tries to warn him about his behaviour. Obviously in the cartoon version, this becomes Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
Pinocchio kills him instantly.
Just like smush?
Just smush.
Oh my God.
Bye bye Jiminy. It's terrible. Geppetto is released and sells the only coat he owns so he can buy a book for Pinocchio to go to school.
Why?
Pinocchio sells it immediately and goes to the movie theatre instead. This is where he meets the fox and the cat. So again, a lot of these, you know, these characters do actually appear in the movie and they are horrible dudes in the movie as well. They're really, really creepy. The Pleasure Island thing where Pinocchio's turned into a donkey, that happens.
Is Geppetto the only nice person in that?
Pretty much. Well, Jiminy Cricket is great too, but in the book, yeah, Geppetto's pretty much the only nice guy. He's trying so hard. He's trying so hard. He's trying absolutely everything. But eventually, Pinocchio does redeem himself by saving Geppetto. It's from a whale in the movie. In the book, it is a dogfish, and Geppetto's in there for 2 years before he's rescued.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, I kind of think that might be a good movie. Okay, we'll go for two more. What about Snow White? Is this kind of like, because we obviously had two Snow White movies there about 2 years ago. There was one that was kind of based off, it was called Mirror's Tale or The Mirror or something
Mirror,
like
Mirror.
That.
Yeah, that Mirror, there we go. Roberts, and that was a bit of a softer version and a bit fun.
And it was
pretty bad.
Same time.
But Snow White and the Huntsman was pretty good.
Exactly.
So
that's
the one where Charlize Theron is the evil queen and she's amazing in that role.
And is that based off
this?
This
is much closer. It's much, much closer. So again, based on a Brothers Grimm tale. In this version, the evil queen or stepmother asks the hunter to take Snow White into the forest and bring back her heart and liver so that she can eat them. So not just, you know, do away with her, like make sure she's gone. Bring me back her heart and liver so that I may consume them and be absolutely sure. And, you know, maybe get some of her beauty in the meat. I don't really know what the logic was, but, you know, I'm sure there
was
some
a different time.
It was a different time. Yeah. That excuses pretty much everything, doesn't it? So the hunter can't do it, can't bring himself to do it. And he brings back a boar's organs instead, which the queen does eat.
Okay.
In the book, she has three attempts on Snow White's life. And the third one is the poison apple, which, again, you know, we do see in the cartoon and it's the apple pie. So that does lead Snow White to faint and fall into a deep sleep that she can't be woken from. She's placed in a glass coffin before a passing prince. Handy that there was a passing prince. Takes a liking to her and wants to take her away. Again, no questions asked about this because, okay, passing prince. Of course, you want the comatose princess in the glass cup.
Oh my God.
So the dwarves decide, yeah, no. Okay. They're a bit suspect, but they decide, okay. And they're carrying the coffin when one of them trips and it actually causes the piece of apple to be dislodged from Snow White's throat. So she wakes up,
okay.
Kisses the prince, happy ever after. They get married again. And again, a little bit like Cinderella, the evil queen is invited to the wedding. It's a trap.
Why?
I mean, seriously, if you've tried to kill this person three times and you're invited to their wedding, yeah. Chances are they're not the most forgiving. So she's invited to wedding. She goes and her punishment is to be put to have burning hot iron shoes put on her. And she's made to dance to her death in front of the wedding party. Saving on the entertainment.
Oh my god, that was not in the Huntsman movie.
No, I said it was close.
Did I fall asleep for like 20 minutes or something like that? Maybe. Well, they're making a sequel at the moment, aren't they?
They are. Maybe that's part two.
Maybe. Oh god. Okay. Okay. I'm going to make a choice out of one of these two: Fox and the Hound or Sleeping Beauty. What should I ask for?
Fox and the Hound.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody really realizes there's an origin story to that one. I think a lot of people are aware of the Sleeping Beauty one. Mm-hmm. So Fox and the Hound is based on a novel by Daniel P. Mannix, and Fox and the Hound is really sad anyway because you know the cartoon. It's a fox. It's a hound. They grow up together. They don't understand. And they're not supposed to be friends. And, yeah. You know, some people, me, could be seen watching it crying. They were best of friends. But in in the novel, Fox is raised by the Hound's family, but he returns to the wild. He comes back to taunt the dogs, basically. He'll come to, like, the edge of the farmyard and he's driving them mental. One of the dogs, one of the pack, breaks free to chase him and is actually hit by a train. So the farmer is devastated. Oh, you know, God. He brought the fox up as well with his crew. One of his dogs has been killed and he swears revenge. So Copper, the dog in the movie who's mm-hmm. good friends with Todd, Copper is told to basically ignore all other foxes except Todd. And he's made chase him like until he's completely exhausted. So he does so to the point where Todd is never caught, but he dies from exhaustion at being chased all the time. The farmer is completely unhappy because he never gets his actual revenge.
Yeah.
He has to go into a nursing home, and before he does so, he puts down Copper by shooting him.
Oh my God.
And then somebody read that and went, let's make a Disney movie.
Is it worth seeking out any of these books to enjoy
no,
them?
Don't. You won't enjoy them. I mean, you'd have to be a special kind of person, I think, to enjoy them. But now you know.
Now I know. Now I do know. And I'm going to go to Disneyland again and read it all in a completely different way.
It was all lies. It's really dark.
That's crazy. Obviously, do you think we'll see any movies based on any of these?
Again, I think horrors. I mean, you saw like the Hansel and Gretel adaptation a couple of years ago. It was really good, really dark.
Yeah.
And I think if they went down that road with some
maybe,
of them,
maybe when
really
Disney
good.
Do exhaust themselves of, you know, they've done all the obviously the cartoons. Now they're doing all the live actions,
and they're churning those out at the rate of 90. So maybe that will be the next.
What should we look forward to? You're a big Disney fan, so what should we look forward to?
Sword in the Stone was announced only last week, which is really exciting, and it's one of the Game of Thrones screenwriters. So that's going to be
amazing,
unbelievable. The live action Aladdin is going to focus on Genie's backstory.
Yeah,
so how he
it's
got
like
into
a prequel,
the lamp.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Crazy.
There's a Mulan one on the way, which people haven't really been talking about either. So that's going to be really cool.
I saw a snippet of, is it Disney, The Jungle Book? Yeah.
Yes.
So I saw a snippet of that and
amazing.
I was just like, oh my God, this looks like, and Bill Murray's in it, so amazing.
Anything Jon Favreau touches just turns to gold. It's unbelievable. And Beauty and the Beast is the one that everybody's really excited about as well. Emma Watson as Belle, an amazing cast in that one too. So that's one of the ones that I think is due soonest. A lot of them have just been announced.
Amen. We'll be looking forward to it. Michelle, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. Thank you so much for destroying my childhood.